It's like drug-like. And it really is about the inner experience. You're using the outer experiences to create the inner experience. So whatever outer experience gives me the greatest inner feeling, the greatest roller coaster rush of emotions, the highest peak that I can find. And this trails really easily into much of what passes for church and worship today. I tend to call it revivalism. Most other people call it contemporary worship. It's not contemporary. It's 200 years old. It's called revivalism, which is the belief that by using new measures, the latest, greatest music, particularly the most moving music you can possibly find for any culture, by using this, we can manipulate the emotions of the congregation in such a way that they will be convinced that God is present by the emotions we create in them. And the author of this, the creator of this, Charles Finney, was very clear about this, that it is up to man to do this, that we can use any means possible to move people to putting their trust in Christ, to an act of will which would choose for Christ. And he believed firmly that catchy music was the best way to do this, because you could convince the people that that is, in fact, God. Potent and powerful is underestimated. I don't think we have words to describe how strong mysticism can be.